Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Fiona. Welcome to What You Next podcast.
Thank you, Laura. So happy to be here.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit of what you've been up to this past year.
Yeah, so it's been, you know, of course, a very interesting one. I've been working hard on The Magnolia Palace, which comes out in January. And I've been trying to find fun in the small things. Here in New York City, it's hard to go to theater or to do all the things that you would normally be doing. Mm-hmm. But there's still, you know, walking around Central Park is still a fabulous thing to do. And, until it got really cold, eating outside at restaurants with friends was really fun. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to figure it out and take it day by day.
Yes, that's all we can do. You know, it's just like maybe cozy, warm up, you know, with hot chocolate, walked around Central Park, you know, or even just down the street, you know, just getting like a change of scenery. So.
Exactly.
I love this. So let's chat about the Magnolia Place. Tell us a little about it. Tell us the elevator pitch.
Yeah. So it's Magnolia Palace.
But oh, sorry. The Magnolia Palace.
Happens all the time. No worries. Yeah. So the Magnolia Palace, it takes place in two different time periods, and it's set at the Frick Collection. And that's this glorious museum on Fifth Avenue that was the residence to Henry Clay Frick and his family. Until it was left to the city after his death and became a museum. And it's just this beautiful museum because it was a residence. There's still all the furnishings and the rugs. And then of course his marvelous art collection on the walls. And so the Magnolia Palace is set in two timelines. In 1919, it's from the point of view of a very celebrated artist's model named Lillian, who ends up working as the personal secretary to Henry Clay Frick's daughter, Helen, who's in her early 30s at that time. And she's doing it as a way to kind of hide out from the police after getting involved in this terrible scandal. Mm-hmm. And so you have this very free-spirited artist model who in the book is called Lillian. And then you have this very prickly, imperious woman, Helen Frick, who was just a tough cookie, shall we say. And Lillian quickly gets caught up in the family drama, including romantic trysts and a stolen pink diamond known as the Magnolia Diamond. Mm-hmm. And then we have also 1966, and it goes back and forth in time. In 66, it was a museum. And that's from the point of view of a fashion model named Veronica, who's doing a Vogue fashion shoot at the Frick that goes terribly wrong. And she gets left behind and trapped inside during a 3-day blizzard, along with an intern named Joshua, who's wants to be a curator. And she stumbles upon a series of hidden messages in the Frick Museum that leads her and Joshua on this kind of the scavenger hunt that she hopes will hopefully solve all of her financial problems, as well as possibly reveal the truth behind a decades-old murder in the Frick family.
Oh my gosh. So what was your research for the Frick family? Because I think that's like, you know, thinking about the building has a history, and you're actually incorporating the family of part of the history. So
yeah, and it's the first time I've really done that. In the past, I've always created fictional characters, but the Fricks were just too good to pass up. You had this patriarch Henry Clay Frick, who was tough, and you know, at one point he was shot by an assassin in the 1800s, and they removed two bullets from his leg without anesthesia. Like, this was a tough guy. He made his first million by the time he was 30, right? And then you have his wife, Adelaide, and his adult daughter, Helen, all living at the house. And, they're all haunted by this terrible tragedy that happened many years ago when Helen's older sister, Martha, died very tragically and very young. And so after that, Adelaide, the mom, really goes and, you know, becomes very depressed and very sickly. And Helen takes over as her father's confidant, both socially and in terms of the art collecting. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot of, you know, they were tough. They were marred by tragedy. They were imperious. It was a household of three served by 27 servants. So it was, you know, it's just, they were so interesting and so much a part of their time. Mm-hmm. That I wanted to keep them in the story as characters.
I love this. I love the fact you're like, because we discover something new, but you discovered this family that, because I've been to the Frick Museum, but it's like, oh, learning about the history of the Frick Museum, like it's a house, like, you know, there was a family living there, you know. Yeah. Learning about that, it's amazing. You know, if you're ever in New York, I guess that's a good recommendation, to go to the Frick Museum, you know, as opposed to trying to go to the major sites, you know, avoid Times Square, try to go to some of the, you know, hidden gems. And I think the Frick Museum is one of them.
I totally agree with you. And you know, what's nice about it is it's very preserved. So it's the mm-hmm. furnishings and the rugs and the sculptures and the things on the wall. So it really feels like the Frick family just ran out to a dinner party mm-hmm. and they'll be back at any moment. It's like stepping back in time.
Yeah. So did you go for like a research trip, you know?
Oh, you bet. Yeah. I got a wonderful behind the scenes tour and I was able to go beyond the public rooms are all on the first floor. Mm-hmm. And I was able to go in the basement where there's a bowling alley that was put in there in 1914 that still works.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And you go up to the, you know, the second floor, which were the bedrooms, and the third floor, which were the maids' rooms. And there's a fur storage vault. There's just so many interesting things there that the place really came alive to me after the tour.
Oh, I love this. And so what are you working next? Which building are you tackling next?
You know, there's two answers to that. I was asked to write a short story that'll be up on Audible in the summer. And that one is set at Carnegie Hall, which was very fun to write. And then the next book actually is set at Radio City Music Hall.
Oh my gosh. So you're tackling some theater and music, you know?
Yeah, so now we're heading to dance. Now we're heading to the Rockettes in the 1950s and dance. And it's just a wild ride. It's so much fun.
Oh my gosh. I love this. I can't wait for your Audible exclusive. Is that it's going to be an Audible exclusive, I'm assuming. So
yeah, it'll be in Audible and on Amazon Prime. Perfect. Yeah, so I'm really excited. And it's an anthology of historical fiction writers all writing short stories. So I can't wait to see who else has been asked.
Oh my gosh, I love this. All right, so let's chat about what has sparked joy over the past year.
Oh, what a good question. You know, it's really been, like I was saying, just the small things. I have a house just north of the city. Mm-hmm. And so just having a fireplace and sitting in front of a fireplace or making sourdough bread or actually watching my boyfriend make sourdough bread because he actually mm-hmm. makes it, eating sourdough bread. That's, you know, just like that kind of that small thing. And of course, reading mm-hmm. is the one thing that really, really sparks joy. And, you know, disappearing into a rabbit hole of a book is mm-hmm. is great. And just, you know, staying in contact with friends and just really the small things these days. You know, it's not about the big fancy trips or the big wild, you know, book tour across the country. It's mm-hmm. it's kind of small and lovely.
Yeah, it's cozy. It's a cozy energy. So let's talk about some book recommendations. Do you have any books you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yeah, sure. So all of these books, I was, you know, thinking about the books that I've loved lately, and they all have the same theme, which is kind of sisterhood and friendship. Mm-hmm. Kind of women's connections with each other. And so I recently finished The Ballerinas by mm-hmm. Rachel Kapelke Cope. And it is set in Paris. It's two different time periods, and it's three ballerinas in the Paris Ballet who it's a thriller, believe it or not. Yes. You know, and it's so well written. It's a great book, and I really, really loved it. There's another book that I loved called The Wilding Sisters by Eve Chase, and she's an English author.
Okay.
And that one is set in an English manor house that's sort of crumbling away. Mm-hmm. And again, two time periods, and it's a group of sisters and a mystery, an element of mystery to it. Mm-hmm. And just some really great twists, which you just will not predict. and a really satisfying ending, you know, where it just all works out at the end and everything makes sense.
Yeah, I love these recommendations. I do have the ballerinas and my TBR. I do own it, So yeah. You're just bumping it up to just read it.
Good. You will love it. And you know what else I loved is Ann Patchett's memoir, These Precious Days.
Yes.
Yeah. And that has some wonderful essays in it. And one of the later ones and one of the longer ones is about a friend who moves in because she's sick and they have to kind of take care of her during COVID. Mm-hmm. And it's so moving. And her voice is so crystal clear, you know, Ann Patchett. She writes like no one.
She does. It's terrific. Yeah. Yes, I love this. So tell us where you can find you online.
Yeah, sure. So my website and Twitter are Fiona Davis Books. And then Instagram and Facebook are Fiona Davis Author.
Awesome. Thank you, Fiona, for being on the show.
Yeah. Oh, my pleasure. It's just, it's just lovely what you do to connect readers and authors, and we truly, truly appreciate it.
Awesome. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.